一起祷告。慈悲的天父，要不是你的恩典跟能力，我们什么都不能做。
If it's not your mercy and your power, there's nothing we can do.
这讲台是你自己的。
This podium is yours.
请求你圣洁使用。
Please sanctify and use it.
孩子把自己跟天堂弟兄仰望在主的手中。
We commit Peyton and I to your hands.
让我们能够靠主你自己的力量，在这里为你工作。
So that we can serve you in the power of the Holy Spirit.
祈求乃是奉主的名。
Pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. 刚刚我们已经念过，这 很不习惯，我站在旁边要常常往后看。
那为什么你等等？
啊，刚刚我们念过这个雅各书跟彼得前书。
We just read John and First Peter.
那么今天跟大家思想这个题目叫苦难。
The topic today is suffering.
为什么我想跟大家思想这个题目？
Why do I want to share this topic?
我们基督徒是被神分别成圣。
Our Christians are set apart by the Lord for himself.
我们既然被分别出来，就表示我们基督徒跟非基督徒有不同的地方。
Since we are set apart by the Lord, so we are different from those non-believers.
我们怎么看得出一个基督徒跟非基督徒不同的地方？
The difference between a Christian and a non-Christian.
是不是我们看这个人吃饭有没有谢饭？
Does he look if he is saying grace before the food?
或者是说他每个礼拜天到教会来崇拜？
Or comes to church to worship every Sunday?
或者他念圣经？
Or read Bible?
我相信你们都知道，对这个问题的回答是否定的。
I believe you all know the answer is negative.
我们要看得出不同的，应该是从一个基督徒的生命跟一个非基督徒的生命来看。
The difference we are looking for is the character difference between Christian and non-Christian.
可是这生命是很广。
But character is a bigger topic.
所以我们要从什么地方，从哪些地方看？我们可以从很多不同的方面来看。
We can look from many different aspects.
那么今天我选的呢，就是从一个人对苦难应付的态度跟方法来分别基督徒跟非基督徒不同的地方。
Now today we want to look upon one specific area. That's the way and the manner of Christian deal with the trials.
所以我相信你们还可以以后想到很多其他的，在不同的生命方面怎么样可以看出一个基督徒跟非基督徒的不同。
I'm sure you can look from other aspect to tell the difference between a Christian and non-Christian.
为什么我想开始用苦难这个题目来思想？
Why do I want to use suffering as a topic?
在我们每一个人的生命里面都有苦难。
There is suffering in everyone's life.
都有试炼。
There are trials.
那么，有的人可能在最近是我们刚刚经过美国可能历史上几个最坏的经济状况之一啊。
Now is the one of the worst depressions of the United States economies.
我们不但有很多人失去了工作。
Many people lost their jobs.
有很多失去工作两年三年四年都找不到工作。
Some of them couldn't find a job after two or three years.
房子失掉了。
They lost their house.
据说是历史上有史以来被银行把房子收回去最多的一个时间。
It was said that this is one of the times that a bank has repossed highest needs.
也有很多人可能失去了他所心爱的。
Someone may lost their beloved ones.
他的父母。
Their parents.
子女。
Their children.
配偶。
Their spouses.
亲友。
Friends.
对，或者有人在工作上受到很不合理的 boss 的逼迫。
Some may be suppressed by their unjust bosses.
很多很多。
Many, many things.
从我们教会来讲，
Look at our church.
我们有没有什么苦难？
Is there any sufferings?
我们的教会大概有，我们快要庆祝13年的周年，是不是？
This is about the 13th anniversary.
我们在这13年当中，我们换了三个牧师。
We switched three pastors during 13 years.
十三年以后，我们教会的情况跟我们十三年以前教会开始情况有什么不同？
What's the difference between now and 13 years ago?
在过去一年多，我们没有牧师。
We didn't have pastor in past year.
这也是我们整个教会所面对的一个试炼。
This is a suffering for the whole church.
而且我们看一看这个现在的世界。
Look at this world now.
我们最近过几年当中看到很多的天灾。
We saw many natural disasters.
我们还记得美国南部的 Katrina.
We know the Katrina.
我们还记得这个中国的地震。
Earthquake in China.
我们记得去年海地的地震。
Earthquake in Haiti.
现在我们今年又有在纽西兰 Christchurch 的地震。
New Zealand Church earthquake.
最近日本。
And Japan.
不但地震。
Not only earthquake.
还有海啸。
Tsunami.
还有所谓的这个 radioactive 的 leak 哈。
Nuclear crisis.
不久以前我们在主日学的时候我问过一个问题。
I asked a question.Not now, go in your Sunday school.
你想一个日本人
Think about a Japanese.
他住在三代
He lived there.
地震发生了
When the earthquake happened.
他的房子都毁掉了
His house was destroyed.
他一生的积蓄都没有了
All his life savings gone.
太太也不见了
Wife's gone.
儿女也受伤了
children,
也许去世了
die,
还是每天受到威胁看看自己有没有有些感染
and was in danger for the, affections.
他在这个时候他能不能心里面有喜乐
Can he have joy at that moment?
我们大家没有很快的回答
No one answered immediately.
假如是我能不能在这个情况里面有喜乐
if it was me there,
假如我是个基督徒我能不能在这个环境里面有喜乐
if I'm a Christian, can I survive in that circumstance?
我们念的圣经我们知道在你们落在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐
The verse we just read, consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds.
这是神的教导。
This is God's teaching.
是我们没有选择的余地。
We have no option.
可是很困难。
But it's very difficult.
所以我们今天就来思想一下。
So we will take some time to meditate on this truth.
为什么困难
Why there's a difficulty?
但我们怎么能够学习在这个功课上当灾难也好试炼也好困难的时候我们能够一个喜乐的心态
How can we have a joyful heart during those temptations?
那么我首先我想跟大家分享一些有一些人他们能够做得到
I want to share a few examples.
那么我们怎么从他们身上学习？
How can we learn from them?
第一个人我想到的，这个人叫做 Gordon MacDonald。
First person, Gordon MacDonald.
我们平常不常听到这个人。
We don't hear him often.
他写过一本书，这本书的名字叫《神所祝福的生命》。
He wrote a book with a title, "The Life God Blesses."
MacDonald 他是一个牧师。
MacDonald is a pastor.
他在 Lexington, Massachusetts 一个 Grace Chapel 做牧师。
He's a pastor from the Grace Chapel in Lexington, Massachusetts.
他在那里做了12年的牧师。
For 12 years.
他这个人呢？是受到很多的争论的。
He is a controversial person.
在他属灵的生命上有失败的地方。
He has a failure in his spiritual life.
因为他的失败，他离开了这那个 Grace Chapel.
Because of the failure, he had to leave the church.
他后来变成这美国基督大学团契的主席。
Later, he became president of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship.
但他写，后来他又被邀请回到他以前的教会，再去做牧师。
Later, he was invited back to be pastor again in the same church.
他离开的时候，他那个教会大概是两三百个人。
There was about 200 to 300 people when he left.
他回去以后，他们那个 church 后来变成有3000-4000人的教会。
When he went back, the church grows to 3,000-4,000.
可见神使用了他。
Seems like the Lord used him.
所以他写这本书里面，
In his book,
他说，在我们的一生中有很多他认为他称为是中断的时刻。
In his book, he described sometimes he called disruptive moments.
这些中断的时刻是神用来祝福我们的。
Those disruptive moments are the time God used to bless us.
所以我们可以把疾病也好，死亡也好，痛苦也好，困难，任何的困难都看为是我们这一生中一些中断的时刻。
We can consider all those difficult times, like disease, other trials, as a disruptive moments.
另外一个人是我很欣赏的一个人。
Another person I appreciate much.
你们可能都听过，他叫 Alexander Solzhenitsyn。这个人是俄国人。
He is a Russian.
Solzhenitsyn 是在俄国，他学的是物理跟数学。
His major was physics and mathematics.
可是他出名不是在这一方面出的名。
But he was not famous in his majors.
我们很多人认为他称他为20世纪的最大的思想家。
He was called by some to be the greatest thinkers of 20th century.
人家告他说他毁谤斯大林。
People accuse him of
Stalin.
Accuse Stalin.
他被关在劳工营里面。
He was put in the labor camp.
他呢，后来用他在这个。劳工营里面就是 labor camp 里面的经验写了小说。
Later he used his experience in the labor camp to write novels.
他这本 写完这个小说，在1970年得了诺贝尔的文学奖金。
He was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1970.
可是1974年他被苏俄驱逐出境，赶到 Frankfurt 德国去了。
1974, he was expelled by the Russian government.
后来美国的 Stanford 把他请过来。
And later, University Stanford invited him.
他是一个很热爱他祖国的人。
He's one who loves his country.
他后来再回到俄国。
Later he returned to Russia.
他在2008年去世。
He died in 2008.
他说过，他认为他在监狱里面那一段时间是他得到最帮助最大的，对生命的认识看得最清楚的。
He said the time during labor camp was the best time for his life to help him understand life, to help him himself.
更坚固了他对这个东正教的信心。
Strengthen his faith.
我们知道现在在罗马，我是听说，我没有，我去了没找到，有一个教会是造在以前很久以前古罗马的一个监狱的校上面的。
I heard there is a church in Romans built upon a prison site.
据说使徒保罗跟彼得都在那个监狱里面住过关过。
The rumor says that both Apostle Peter and Apostle Paul were in prison there.
我们知道保罗跟彼得都写过书信。
We know Apostle Paul and Peter wrote letters.
有人说我们今天的经那个 memory verse 经句背诵，那个彼得前书就是彼得在监狱里面写，来准备教会里面会将来。会受逼迫的人所写的书信。
It was said First Peter was written when he was in prison and he was preparing the church for coming suffering.
所以我今天把那些经节选出来，当作我们应该背诵的经句哈。
That's why I choose the memory verse.
还有一个人。
Another person.
大家听说过有一个现在这个电视上有个节目叫 Turning Point 转机。
There was a program called Turning Point.
这个节目今年四月开始在中国大陆用中文也有转播。
Now it started to broadcast in China in Chinese.
我听了一下，那个中文翻译的非常好，讲员。
And the translation is really well.
这个是谁办的呢？是 Dr. David Jeremiah， 听过这个名字吧
？David Jeremiah，
他生了一个病，他生的是这个叫做淋巴瘤。
淋巴嘛。
他需要接受肝细胞的治疗。
He needs the stem cell treatment.
在这个时候他写了一本书。
During those times, he wrote a book.
这本书的名字说当你的世界崩溃的时候。
When your world falls apart.
他认为在那个时候他的生命崩溃。
He thinks his life is falling apart at that time.
他在这里面他有一连串的教导。
He has a series of teachings in the book.
他是用诗篇，他选了很多诗篇。
He used songs.
他叫我们在困难的时候，
He teach us during the difficult moment.
从诗篇里面得到帮助，得到勉励。
He encountered encouragement from songs.
所以今天我们宣召是用诗篇二十三篇。
That's why we use Psalm 23.
大卫的诗篇。
The Psalm of David.
大卫的诗篇很多就是他在受灾难的时候祈求神的诗篇。
Many of the psalms written by David was during his difficult times.
可是诗篇二十三篇是他为神做见证。
Psalm 23 was a testimony for the Lord.
这诗篇好像只有六节，我们应该都很会背，而且也有圣诗也可以唱，是不是？你首先想，你想他说，他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在安息的水边。后来又说，你的杖、你的竿保护我。后来又说什么 ？Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me every day of my life。这种歌，这些词句哈，我们没有灾难的时候，你看， 好像无关紧要。
When everything goes smoothly, we cannot appreciate Psalm 23.
假如我现在是那个日本人。
If I were the Japanese,
我面临那么多的苦难、忧愁。
There are so many difficulty and sorrows.
读到这些经节的时候，那又是什么样的心态？
What kind of mentality or thinking when I read this Psalms?
青草地、安息的水边，是给一个多大的安慰跟勉励。
White waters, water, encouragement.
所以，那个 Jeremiah 牧师就是跟我们讲，我们在困难的时候，像他一样，到神的话语里面去寻找，去得到帮助。
So Dr. Jeremiah teaches us.To go to the Lord through Psalms during a difficult time.
所以从这里面看，我们得到一个功课。
From all these examples, we have a lesson here.
我们怎么能够开始学习在困难中有喜乐的功课呢？
How can we learn to be joyful during difficult time?
我们的心态要有一个改变。
Our mindset needs to have some adjustment.
一般的来讲，
Generally speaking,
碰到困难，
when we have difficulty,
我们的反应是什么？
What's our reaction?
我知道我有的时候会怎么样反应。
I know what kind of reaction I will have.
有抱怨，
Complaining,
有怎么样改改苦痛，
Sorrow, pain,
可能还有自卑自怜。
Self-pity?
我们怎么能够把这一个不要陷入一个悲伤的心态？
How can we avoid the self-pity mindset?
所以在我们整个的思维方面要有一个完完全全的180度的改变，不是360度的改变，360度又改回来了，所以180度的改变。
So we need 180-degree changes in our thinking.
变成什么样呢？
Change to what?
我们不要陷入悲伤的心态，我们应该怎么样呢？
We don't want the self-pity circumstance. What do we want to be?
我们应该认为这是一个机会，我们要充分利用。我们要尽力而为。
Consider this is a good opportunity, and we will take it to our best.
我最近去看了 George Washington 的展览。
I visited George Washington's exhibition.
有多少人听过？听到现在明州有在圣保罗有 George Washington 的展览。
Anyone knows there's an exhibition for? George Washington?
还来得及啊！
You still have time.
这个是在 Minnesota 的历史博物馆 Historical Center， 在圣保罗的当趟。
It's St. Paul.
你礼拜二晚上去，免费。
Tuesday evening is free.
我是觉得我们应该知道，我们在这个国家里面，我们要对这个国家的历史有了解，我们应该带我们的小孩子也去看。
I think we should bring our children to pay a visit.
我为什么要提到 George Washington 在这里？那天我去看的时候，我就看到有这个历史家对他的批评。
I saw the criticism from the historian.
不是 criticize， 我抱歉，我讲错了，不是对他的批评，是对他的一个观察。
Observations.
是正方面的观察。
A positive observations.
我不应该讲批评哈，他是怎么说呢？他说想当那个时候，美国这个殖民地想要组织一些军队去抵抗那强大的英国帝国的军队，简直是以卵攻石的，是我们中国人的话。
So the historians made comments that it was simply impossible.To raise up an army to against the empires.
可是乔治华盛顿成功了。
But Washington succeeded.
他这个历史家说他怎么样呢？因为他有三点他做到了。
Historian mentioned three points.
第一点，他克服了不利对他不利的环境。
He overcame the disadvantageous circumstances.
第二点，他尽量利用对他有益的环境。
The second, he took the advantages of all the opportunities.
第三点，他从他的错误里面学习到功课。
Third, he learned from his own mistakes.
我想同样的，我们在遇到困难灾难的时候，我们要充分利用，尽力而为。
So the same way, when we were in the difficult circumstances, we should grab the opportunity and take advantage of it.
所以我们从一个苦恨、抱怨的心态变成一个利用、尽力而为的一个心态。
So we should turn ourselves from bitter into a grateful.
我又想到一个人。
Another person.
有没有人听到过 Helen Keller?
Helen Keller.
有没有？有人点头哈 ，Marielle 也听过。Helen Keller， 他在美国的历史上是唯一的一个又聋又瞎的妇人拿到大学的学士学位，第一个。
Helen Keller was the first person to have bachelor degrees from college, and who was both deaf and blind.
他在1968年才去世。
He died in 1968.
我为什么提到他呢？
Why mention him?
人对他都说，这个 Helen Keller 这个人，在困难的时候，他是最会感谢的人。
It was said that Helen Keller was the one who knew how to give thanksgiving during the difficult time.
我们知道，在帖撒罗尼迦前书讲到，我们要凡事谢恩。
We remember First Thessalonica 5:16, giving thanks for all things.
那么 Helen Keller 他说，当你有困难的时候，当你有失丧的时候，你不要去想你所没有的。
Helen Keller mentioned when you were in the time of difficulty, the time of loss, do not focus on what you do not have.
你所要想的是你所有的。
Focus on what you already have.
那么他写了几句话。
He wrote a few sentences here.
他说，他们把我应该有的眼睛拿去了，可是呢，我记得我念过 Milton 所写的 Paradise Lost.
They took away what should have been my eyes, but I remembered Milton's Paradise Lost.
Milton's Paradise Lost 可能大家不大熟悉，这 Milton 这个人叫 John Milton， 他是在17世纪英国的一个诗人。
Milton was an English poet in 17th century.
中文把它翻译成叫做米尔顿。他这个 Paradise Lost 一想是圣经的，写的很多诗都是用圣经的教义写的，是讲到亚当夏娃犯罪失去了天国，叫做 Paradise Lost.
He talked about the temptation of Adam and Eve and they lost the paradise.
那么 Milton 他写这些诗的目的是让人了解神的主权。
The purpose of Milton was to teach the sovereignty of God.
所以 Helen Keller 在这里讲，他的意思是说，人把我的眼睛拿去了，可是我认为我并不抱怨，这是神的主权。
So Helen Keller believed that it was God's sovereignty that he was blind, she was blind.
他又说，他们把我应该有的耳朵也拿去了，可是贝多芬擦干了我的眼泪。
They took away what should have been my ears, but it's often wiped away my tears.
他又说，他们把我应该有的舌头也拿去了，可是我记得我年轻的时候会说话。
They took away what should have been my tongue, but I have talked when I was young.
那么最后他说，他没有让人把我的灵魂夺去，由我的灵魂让我变得完全。
But he did not allow them to take away my soul, possessing that make me whole.
一个又聋又瞎的人，活在那个环境里面，努力念书。他是一个很专门研究教育的，他能够讲这些话，没有怨恨。这也是一个能够在苦难中能够得到喜乐的我们一个好的例子。
It was a good example to learn to have the thanksgiving during difficult time when she was both blind and deaf, but she was studied education.
所以我们谈到了，当试炼来到的时候，当灾难来到的时候，我们应该有一个新的心态。
So we talk about we should have a new mindset when trials come in our way.
所以我们是应该的，这是我们基督徒生命上所应该结出来的果子。
This should be the fruit of a Christian life.
但是呢，有人可能问，
Some may ask,
神为什么要让我们有苦难？
Why do God allow the sufferings in your life?
曾经有人不是问过吗？说神是无所不能。
God can do all things.
神为什么不就造我们，让我们不犯罪，我们不就解决问题了吗？
Why didn't God to create human being who is incapable of sin?
我们就不会受罪恶的捆绑。
So that we were not slave of sin.
神可不可以让基督徒的生命没有灾难？可不可以？
Can God disallow any trials in Christian's life?
你们说可不可以？有没有认为神不能这样做？
Anyone think God cannot do it?
任何事神能够，神会不能做吗？
There's nothing God cannot do.
神没有创造一个不能让我们不犯罪的人，神没有给我们一个没有灾难的、没有苦难的生命，这是神的智慧。
It is God's wisdom that He did not create human being who was not able to sin, and He did not create a Christian life, which avoid sufferings.
我为什么这么说？是神的智慧。
Why I say this is God's wisdom.
我们最近的成人主日学。
In our Sunday school.
每个礼拜天我们都有成人主日学，我们有两班啊。你假如没有参加主日学的，我真是欢迎尽可能的参加。
We have two Sunday schools. If you don't attend anyone, we invite you.
我们这班现在念的是认识神。
PS class is starting knowing God.
我们还没有上课，还没讲到这一点。
The class has not reached here.
我在看这本书的时候，我看到那个书上这样子写，这个是没有英文翻译的，我就把中文念出来啊。这里说，神的智慧，连基督徒他也没有应许毫无困难的人生。倒是相反的，他不让每一个人在今生活的容易，是别有目的的。换句话说，神让我们有灾难，是神有他的目的。
So, Jeff Packer mentioned here that God allows the suffering in our life because He has a special purpose.
我们刚刚念的唱那首诗，神未曾应许，天色常蓝，是不是？ 那么这是神的智慧。那目的在哪里？灾难的目的在哪里？我们今天念的经节里面都有，我们回去看一下哈。比方说我们回到雅各书第一章，我们念过说，我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐。为什么？后面讲，因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们完全成全完备，毫无缺欠。这是目的。
Consider it pure joy whenever we face trials of many kinds. Why? Because you know that the testing of faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. That's the purpose.
彼得也说，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
First Peter also said, after the trial of your faith, so that you will have the glory, honor, in the day of Lord Jesus appears.
苦难跟试炼的目的是让我们能够成全、完备、毫无缺欠。
The purpose of trials is so that we will be mature and complete.
所以我们可以这样说。
So we can say this way.
一个没有经过试炼苦难的生命，就好像是在温室里的玫瑰。
A easy life is like a rose in the greenhouse.
温室里的玫瑰，问题在哪里？
What's the problem with the rose in greenhouse?
它出来以后，风吹雨打，太阳晒，就怎么样？就谢掉了。
So what's the problem with the rose in greenhouse? It will die once I move out of the greenhouse.
所以这是一个很明显的这个目的啊，这个试炼跟这苦难是神用来塑造我们的。
So the suffering is God's tool to shape us.
你看那个彼得前书那里说，就比那火试验仍然能坏的金子更宝贵。你看有的时候说什么，说我神试炼我们就好像用火烧金子一样，用火来试炼我们，让我们能够对付得了苦难。
So the trial is like the fire to testing the gold.
神要使用我们以前，他要让我们造就我们，塑造我们。
Before God can use anyone, He will first shape him.
那么 A.W. Tozer 也讲过一句话。
Tozer mentioned.
他是说呀，他怀疑神会使重重的使用一个人，如果他不先完完全全的把这个人砸碎。
It's doubtful God will greatly use a person unless he has hurt him deeply.
我们中国人有同样的话。
A Chinese saying, similar saying.
天将降大任于斯人也，必先劳其筋骨，苦其心志。这个用不到，我想了半天，跟我也翻不出来。这是文言文，又是。
Suffering and afflictions are things that will teach us about our life. Prepare for usefulness.
讲的有道理啊，天堂讲的有道理。所以你要这样子想，神给我中外古今都是一样。
So the ancient wisdom and nowadays teaching and Chinese saying or the Western cultures teach us or the Bible.
还有一个问题呀、啊，这个问题是什么？
There's another question.
你知道现在美国公共卫生来讲最大的问题是什么？是。Go ahead.
You know what's the biggest problem in the public health?
是我们对细菌的抵抗力的缺乏。
Because of the lack of the ability to defend the bacteria.
你们都知道所谓的抗生素 antibiotic 是最好的发明，对不对？
You know the best invention, antibiotics.
去年在 Christmas 的时候，我一个同事给我们每一个人一罐 probiotic 益生菌。
So my friend gave us a bottle of pro antibiotics.
Probiotic. 他说我们细菌不够，要吃点细菌下去。
We don't have enough bacteria, so you need to eat some.
是的，我们的身体也需要有这一些来抵抗。
Our body needs those kind of stuff to defend.
所以医学帮助我们抵抗，神也借助苦难。报带领我们能够抵抗这些外来这灾难。
So God used suffering to help us to defend.
所以呢，我们这样子想的话，我们就看到苦难、试炼是神用来塑造我们的性格。
So we can see now the suffering, the trials.God's tools to shape us.
今年在台湾要庆祝中华民国建立100周年。
There will be a celebration of 110 years in Taiwan.
我相信国内不会庆祝中华民国成立100年，可是庆祝什么？辛亥革命100年。我们中华民国的中国的革命是国父孙逸仙，
孙中山
啊，国父革命几次成功的？10次，失败了9次，第十次才成功。
The founding father established a country after 9 failures.
我相信他像 George Washington 一样，在失败里面学到了功课。
I believe he, just like George Washington, learned from his failures.
那么，你们有没有看这个礼拜 Time Magazine 的 cover?
You see the cover story from Time Magazine?
有一个 cover 里面有一个照片是 Abraham Lincoln 的照片。
The picture was Abraham Lincoln.
林肯为什么今他有这个照片？
Why there was a picture there?
今年美国纪念美国南北战争内部的内战150年，1861年开始。
This year Americans celebrate 160 years of the Civil War.
我们知道亚伯拉罕林肯哈是这个美国的总统。
We know Abraham Lincoln was the president of the United States.
他出生在1809年。
He was born 1809.
他在7岁的时候就被迫离开了他的家。
He was forced to leave his home at age 7.
他的母亲在他9岁的时候去世。
His mother died at nine when he was nine.
他从来没有受过正规的教育。
He did not have formal education.
第1823年的时候，他去竞选做他们州的议员，失败了。
1832, he ran for state legislature and lost.
然后他去申请要进他们的法律学院，他也没有进得权。
He applied for law school and he was disqualified.
在1835年他借了一些钱，然后他想做一个生意，结果在那一年他就破产。
1833, he borrowed money for business, but bankrupt in the same year.
在1835年他恋爱了，他也订了婚。
1835, he fell in love and was engaged.
可是他的未婚妻在没结婚以前就去世了。
But his fiancée died before they were married.
在他未婚妻去世的后一年，他有整个的精神崩溃，有六个月的时间才能够恢复。
The following year, he had a complete breakdown. It took him 6 months to recover.
在第1838年，他竞选去做他们州政府的个发言人。
1838, he was defeated for state speaker.
他也没成功哈。
He failed.
那么1843年他又去竞选做众议员，结果也没有成功。
1843 lost the Congress election.
在1846年他再去竞选，他变成了 senator， 他成功了。
1846 he ran again and succeeded.
那么在1858年的时候他去竞选，结果他又失败了。
1858, he ran for senator and lost.
终于在1860年他被选为美国的总统。
Finally, 1860s, elected to be the president of the United States.
所以1861年开始内战。
1861, the Civil War.
他在1865年就死
了。1865, he died.
他死的时候还没有60岁。
He was under 60 years old.
我们说人生不如意事十之八九。
We say there are difficulties, it's 9 out of 10.
所以我们可以看到神的智慧要我们有苦难。
We now see the God's wisdom in the suffering.
中国也好，外国也好，历史上也好，现代也好，很多人是我们在苦难的时候可以学习的榜样。
There are many examples for us to learn in China, in Western country, ancient time and nowadays.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
慈悲的天父。
Merciful Father.
我们在这个时候就想到先知以赛亚所说的。
We thought about the prophet Isaiah's.
你的路高过我们的路。
Your way is above our way.
我们没有办法了解主你无限的智慧。
We cannot understand your infinite wisdom.
我们承认你的主权。
We acknowledge your sovereignty.
我们接受你的教导。
We accept your teaching.
我们知道在这个我们的生命中任何事情的发生都有主你美好的旨意。
We are sure.There is a good pleasure wisdom from you in every circumstances.
所以当困难灾难发生的时候，我们要问主啊，你要我们学的是什么功课？
Teach us to learn to ask you what do you want us to learn during difficult circumstances.
让我们学习有喜乐的心态。
Help us learn to have a joyful heart.
我们祈求乃是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.